Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the VA3 XBR Global 360 Net. Your net controller today is Don, VA3 XFT. The VA3 XBR Global 360 Net is intended to be a forum to discuss issues relating to amateur radio from a global perspective and to promote diversity within the hobby. Hams from all corners of the globe are encouraged to check in and participate in this informative and interactive net. The VA3 XBR Global 360 Net will be held at this time every Saturday at 1400 UTC and will be available on both IRLP and Echolink networks. For more information about the VA3 XBR Global 360 Net, please check out the VA3 XBR repeater webpage at www.va3xpr.net. So today's VA3 XBR Global 360 Net, we're featuring a guest speaker today, and our guest speaker today is Jeff Bodden, VE4BAW, who is president of Radio Amateurs of Canada, otherwise known as RAC. And Jeff is going to speak to us today about distracted driving legislation across Canada and provide us an update on the status of such legislation across various provinces. So I'll turn it over to Jeff. Jeff, if you want to come in and just to check to see that you're there, okay? VE4BAW from Don, VA3 XFT Net Controller for the VA3 XBR Global 360 Net.
VA3 XFT, this is VE4BAW. Jeff, a little more frying bacon than the last time we chatted, Don, but I'm still copying you. How are you copying me?
Sounds good, Jeff. You're doing very well this morning there from Winnipeg. So, okay. Well, now that you're in there, so maybe you could tell us a little bit about what's going on with distracted driving legislation. Maybe tell us a little bit about what it is and what's going on with it. Over to you, VA3 XFT.
Thank you, Don. First of all, to those on that, I apologize that I was supposed to be in a couple of weeks ago, and Don was very kind enough to move the date because of I was in transit from the sunny state of Texas and on a personal matter. So I appreciate those that if I inconvenience anyone. Distracted driving. Well, all provinces and virtually all states have put in controls and restrictions on issues around distracted driving. Not so much addressed primarily against ham radio operators. Primarily they're interested in cell phones and texting and telephones that can show the latest movie and et cetera. A growth of electronic objects that didn't exist 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago. I mean, there's a reason for it. There certainly is a good reason why provincial and state authorities would want to make sure that everybody kept their eyes on the road. Unfortunately, from our perspective, often we're caught in that distracted driving net, and that in most cases it's the law of unintended consequences that ham radio gets affected. As you know, that there's been mobile ham radio operation for over 60 years, and I don't know of any issues, and no one has ever pointed out issues regarding, you know, ham radio operation. Most provinces and territories, with a couple of exceptions, have listened to the voices of amateur radio and have provided exemptions for amateur radio. That's Yukon, British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, down east, Newfoundland. New Brunswick and PEI stands as an exception, and Ontario, of course, has given a limited window before they were intending to shut down amateur radio operation mobile. The RAC policy, as is the ARL policy and GSB policy and WIA policy, is to advise governments that this is not, you're throwing out the baby with the bathwater, and there's a risk that you're going to reduce public safety, not enhance it, by reducing the number of people who are using and will have installed mobile radio equipment. And I'm just going to pause there, Don, and see if you have any questions. I still have some more things to say about that. Back to you, Don. Right.
Sounds good, Jeff, the E4BAW from VA3XFT net controller. I'll let you continue on. It sounds good. I'll turn it back over to you, VA3XFT.
Ontario is still on the crosshairs, our crosshairs. We know that this is a very important issue to amateur radio operators in Ontario. We formed a task force to deal with the Ontario government on this. The chair of the task force is Bill Unger, VE3XT, with Jeffrey Stewart, who is VA3WXM, and Steve Pengali, who was our honorary legal counsel, and Doug Mercer, who's from our operations chap for the field services, which includes ARRIES. And we have met with the Ontario government late last year to present our case that public safety is enhanced by amateur radio operators having the capacity for mobile radio operation and not reduced. I would point out that in many of the smaller provinces, access to ministers and the recognition of amateur radio a contribution to emergency services may be a little stronger. For instance, you know, the ice storms, the hurricanes in Newfoundland, the flooding in Manitoba has created quite a bond between ARRIES type operations, ARRIES operations, radio amateur operators, and the government in power. And when those provinces, when radio amateurs need access in political circles, they get it. But the profound issue of all this is the fact that amateur radio operation has reduced its profile in the public arena. And all these laws regarding restricted antennas, spectrum management, distracted driving, because politicians do not have constituencies that are telling them the value of amateur radio. And so strategically, amateur radio operators, RAC, clubs, etc., need to ensure and raise the profile of amateur radio, because politicians will take the easy way out. And if the easy way out is to not give us special treatment or the treatment we believe we deserve, then they'll do that.
BE4BAW, VA3XFT net controller for the VA3XPR Global 360 net. Sounds good, Jeff, and it sounds like you've hit the nail on the head in terms of the profile of amateur radio within the community, and I think that that's perhaps one of the roots of the causes of this. So Jeff, how do you have any proposals to how you think that we can turn this tide over?
3XFT, VE4BAW.
Jeff, not sure if we have a communications problem or not, but yeah, you're sounding good here. Just wanted to know if you think that there's anything that there's any way that we can change the tide of, I guess, this lack of public support for amateur radio in the community. Over.
I think raising profile of amateur radio, whether it's, did you notice that those two young kids who floated a balloon to the edge of space with a little Lego man with a flag got national attention? Yet, I know, and Don, I'm sure you know, and those on net know, that there are hundreds of amateurs across this country launching balloons like that every year. And we have, in Manitoba, for example, a university building a satellite. And the media is hungry for stories, and if it catches their imagination, they'll publish it. I was disappointed on that balloon story that amateur radio hadn't been profiled, because there have been so many balloon launches across Canada that it's surprising that we didn't get any profile from that. And it is kind of self-seeking. The United States, ARL, has public information officers in every region. something that we want to do. Well, we're actually having a growth of public information officers. In order to get information into the local papers, to the media, and to the local papers, so that people can know what amateur radio is doing. And it may sound trite, and it may sound like we're beating our own chest, but if we don't do it, and if we don't profile ourselves, nobody will. Back to you, Don.
BE4BAW, this is VA3XFT, Don, and the controller for the VA3XVR Global 360 Net. Yes, but I tend to agree also that I think that amateur radio has become much less relevant, and I'm all about bringing the relevance of amateur radio back up. So I guess this is something that the ham community is going to have to work on as a whole in terms of raising the profile, making the public aware of its events, and generally it's a great information and marketing campaign that I guess we need to coordinate on nationally or even globally. So, but just turning it back to distracted driving legislation, Jeff, maybe you could let us know, is this just a Canadian issue, or are we seeing this in other jurisdictions, like in the United States or overseas? Over.
VA3XFT, V4BAW. It's much more than a Canadian issue. Canadian government tend to write large, and as opposed to U.S. governments. So U.S. regimes, states tend to not be as encompassing in terms of the legislation. For instance, they will ban, say, cell phone use, or they'll ban texting specifically, and not create legislation that tends to capture a broader range of activities. But distracted driving is an issue that the ARL is facing and has been dealing with, and that we share information with our friends down south on this. I couldn't tell you the percentage of states that have passed distracted driving legislation of one kind or another without checking some notes, but I would say it's high. It's probably over 50% of states have passed it. Usually not as restrictive as Canadian legislation, and usually not requiring the kind of intervention that amateurs put in Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta, B.C., to ensure that the initial bills were changed to accommodate amateur radio needs. So it is not simply a Canadian issue. As I say, the objects of interest to the regulator, the primary objects of interest to the regulator are universal: cell phones, smartphones, and regulators, at least in North America, have acted strongly to this, and our friends in Britain and Australia tell me that there's a lot of interest by their regulators, although I couldn't tell you the percentage of to what extent they're regulated in those two countries. So back to you, Don.
BE4BAW from VA3XFT Net Controller. Sounds good, Jeff. It sounds like this is not just a Canadian experience, and hopefully we can overcome some of these challenges that we're facing across several of the provinces that have enacted laws that have, so to speak, caught amateur radio up into the net. Out of curiosity, is there anything that hams can do to influence this movement? Do you have any suggestions for hams coast to coast as to how they can deal with this, in some provinces, impending legislation that can really alter their operations while mobile? Over.
For three provinces that are outstanding in terms of distracted driving legislation: Prince Edward Island, New Brunswick, and Ontario, of course, by the end of this year. As I say, in Ontario, we put together a task force to meet with the government and point out the the errors of their ways. I know that they're still looking at the issue of distracted driving. I had a communication from the Interior government just this week on the issue. They gave no indication of which way they intended to go. I would say that within the month, and I may be getting out ahead of myself on this, so I'm going to cut myself some leeway that we should have a sense of where, God willing, the creek don't rise, where Ontario is going to go. If it doesn't go in the direction we want, then we're going to have to sit down with our constituents, our members, and say, well, what in Ontario, and what do we want to do here? Clearly remains as an objective to ensure that distracted driving legislation in Ontario, as almost everywhere else, does not restrict amateur radio use. So I would say watch your bulletins, watch TCA, and watch the RAC report for updates on what's happening in Ontario. New Brunswick, it was interesting. The new government came in and they immediately, within the first 90 days, I believe, introduced legislation to ban the use of electronic devices while mobile. And for a brief shining moment, some of our members met with cabinet ministers, and it looked like they were about to change their minds. But their Minister of Transportation was very stubborn on that. So we are going to have to go back and demonstrate the value of amateur radio. The joke is that what everybody needs is a good natural disaster to show the value of amateur radio. Prince Edward Island, we have no plans at this time to consider what we should do in that province. Anyone who has some ideas and wants to be part of a process to get that legislation changed, by all means, email me, ve4baw@rac.ca. That's my call sign at rac.ca, to put up your hand, and we'll be happy to work with you. It's always better to have your coal politicians that get elected within their own province, and they're not terribly interested in, you know, the Ontario legislature is not terribly interested in what prairie dogs or goofy noofies are up to. So it requires boots on the ground in the province in question, which we have in Ontario, which we have in New Brunswick, which we view as the two major jurisdictions that we need to address. So back to you, Don.
VE4BAW from VA3XST, net controller for the VA3XPR Global 360 net. Okay, that sounds really good, Jeff. And so I have one question, and just if you could give us some direction on this. So your advice is to work with RAC in each of these provinces that are specifically affected to influence change. Do you recommend that hams contact their local MLAs or MP, I guess it would be MLAs or MPPs to influence change on this, or do you, your advice is to work to RAC on this, over?
My advice at this point is to work with RAC on this. I would caution a letter writing campaign, not because I'm opposed to a letter writing campaign, because I think there can be tremendous political value in it, but some of the letters that get sent can be counterproductive. It requires the right touch on the letter, and if we do not get a proper response, what we consider to be a proper response, we'll be putting out some guidance on the type of that should go to the government and to the media regarding distracted driving. Don, back to you.
Sounds good, Jeff. VE4BAW, VA3XFT, net controller. So there you have it in terms of, I guess, enacting change on this. For anybody listening on the net, that RAC can take the lead on this. And if you can throw your support behind RAC, this sounds like the best way to approach this from a consistency perspective and keeping a common message and a common theme going to those provincial governments that have enacted legislation that affects this. So, Jeff, It sounds like there's a lot of stuff in the works in terms of, I guess, promoting amateur radio and the value that it brings, and having exemptions in place from such legislation. For those places that have it, that we have exemptions, do you have any recommended safe operating tips for hams who are actually going to be operating while mobile? Over.
3XFT from VE4BAW. Well, obviously there is a real issue around distracted driving. We don't pretend for a moment that that there isn't, and that governments have a right to be concerned that people driving cars are paying attention to driving. So clearly, we would be recommending that safe operating practice would be to ensure that when you are using mobile devices, you're using it during times of calm traffic, and not have it contribute to distraction for your own safety and for the safety of those around you, and you know, frankly, for those of us who want to ensure that distracted driving legislation doesn't include amateurs. An accident with an amateur on the radio would kind of put the sticks in the old spinning wheel. I know that there are places that, quite frankly, I would never operate mobile. I tend to do a lot of driving in the wide open spaces, and driving down the highway when there's nobody on it is a wonderful time that mobile makes sense. Emergency procedures while mobile makes sense, but I have to admit that when you're on an interstate with a few thousand other cars passing through a major U.S. city, it's probably not the time to be grabbing a radio. And the same applies in our large cities with on the crowded highway. So it's common sense. I would not argue with a cabinet minister that distracted driving is a real issue, and that I think our future in terms of mobile operations in our hand, we have to continue to demonstrate that we can operate mobile safely. So Don, back to you.
V4BAW from VA3XFT, the net controller for the VA3XPR Global 360 Net. Okay, Jeff, well, you know, this is all great advice, and so I guess for those listening, common sense is the key word in terms of operating while mobile. If you've got an emergency, then and it makes sense, then I guess it's at the discretion of the operator. I guess where it doesn't make sense, potentially pulling over to the side of the road and having that quick QSO or even using hands-free devices may be the way to do it. So with that, I think we have some great recommendations from Jeff. And what I'd like to do, Jeff, is turn it over to the to anybody listening if they have any questions in terms of distracted driving, and go from there. So with that, I'll open it up for any general questions. Please come only with your call sign, and then we'll come back to you for your question. So we're opening up for questions. This is Don, VA3XFT, net controller. Come with your call sign.
Victor Echo 3, Lima, November.
Victor Echo 3, X-ray, Bravo, Delta.
Victor Echo 3, Whiskey, Golf, Kilo.
Okay, the first station that came in, I heard a Lima, November. Can you give your call sign, just your call sign again, over?
Good morning, Don and company. Victor Echo 3, Lima, November, Uniform,
VE3LNU. I believe that's Joe. Come on in with your question. This is Don, VA3XFT, net controller.
VA3XFT, VE3LNU. Well, good morning, Don. Good morning, Jeff. I'm very pleased to hear you this morning, Jeff, and thank you very much for your intervention. Don, I have two questions and one comment. So would you like me to fire away with all three, or would you take it one at a time? Back to you, Don.
But we'll do it one at a time, and then we'll go from there.
We don't want to inundate Jeff too much here. Okay, sort of a combination comment and question, Jeff, is I have some experience working with the Ontario government, although not with the Ministry of Transportation. And my experience at work has always been that when government sets out to draft legislation, we look at examples of other provinces and states. And the first question tends to be, what is everybody else appears that the province of Ontario has not done that in this case with the distracted driving legislation. So I'm sure you and your colleagues on the task force are aware of that. And I guess my first question is, do you think that if things come to that point, that there would be any value in pointing this out to them? And has this ever been discussed with them? VE4BAW,
were you able to copy that okay, Jeff?
GXFT VE4BAW, yes. I believe it's the name was Phil VE3LNU. The question really is has the government, the Ontario government, I believe they're referring to, or the New Brunswick government, really compared their proposed legislation to existing legislation elsewhere? And my answer is, they told us they had, but they were in error. That the balance of legislation in North America exempts mobile amateur operation, and we did point that out to have pointed out both to Ontario and New Brunswick that their presumption that other jurisdictions were banning it was incorrect, and passed on. Copies of legislation from the Western provinces and the Maine, which have specific or exemptions for amateur radio operation. And you're quite right, Phil. Governments tend to all want to be in the middle of the pack and do the same thing. And we do think this is a good argument with these governments, that they are not in the middle of the pack. They're not doing the right thing. Back to you, Don.
Thank you, Jeff. VE4BAW, VA3XFT, net controller. Joe, did you have another question that you'd like to pose to Jeff? Over.
VLNU, thank you very much, Jeff, for that answer, and I'm glad that you have pointed that out to them and that you're well aware of it. And by the way, the name is Joe, Juliet Oscar Echo. Joe, I apologize if my signal isn't too clear. The second question is a little bit more of a technical question, Jeff, and my understanding of the legislation in Ontario, the distracted driving legislation, as it currently stands, is that the exemption was provided for us to the end of this year, not only for amateur radio operators, but for the operators of commercial fleet vehicles, you know, taxis, delivery trucks, and so on. So one of the things that has always puzzled me about this legislation is if they don't continue the exemption for amateur radio operators for business, because I would think that would have a significant impact on business. And one of the reasons I raise this question, Jeff, is that I don't see industry coming forward, particularly amateur radio industry, I don't see them coming forward with great solutions for industry operations. I think we can intend one thing the government has said that they're going to give us this exemption. I don't see a lot of those coming forward. And I don't imagine that industry, the business world has any great hands-free solutions to replace their handheld microphones and radio. So I guess it's, I'm looking for your comments on that. How do you have a sense of how the MCO is going to treat these business operators? Are we all going to be rolled into one, or are they going to treat ham radio separately? Just your thoughts on that, Jeff. Or VAW.
Hey, Joe, VE3LNU, VA3XFT. Joe, is that okay? Jeff, are you able to provide some comments on Joe's comments concerning two-way operation between ham radio and the commercial users? Over.
3XPR.
Apologies to Joe. I didn't catch your name first time around, and I have it now. So my apologies, Joe, for calling you by the wrong name. I can't speak to what Ontario government intends to do in terms of commercial versus ham radio. Our discussions with them, of course, are focused on the value of ham radio. I suspect they are having people nipping at their heels from the commercial side, as well as from us. But I wouldn't want to speculate where Ontario is going to land on that. When we know, we will use our communication instruments, bulletins, the RAC report, and TCA to let you know. And I think that's about all the light, which is none, that I can shed at this time. So back to you, Don.
Thanks, Jeff. So we'll move down the list to our next participant who had a question, VE3XBD. Brent, come on in with your question. This is Don, VA3XFT, then a controller for the VA3XBR Global 369.
Hi, Don, VA3XFT, VE3XBD. I think my question actually was just asked. My question was basically, what about the truckers and on their CB radios, and if they get an exception, why can't we get the same exception? Because we're literally using a radio as well, and we're not texting on a device.
C3MEW. So thanks, Brent. Jeff, would this be categorized as the same as Joe's previous question? Over.
Don, actually, I do have one comment to make. One of the what we consider to be one of the insults added to injury of the New Brunswick legislation is it does permit truckers to use CB, and of course one of our arguments is that we are certified, have been trained, and do have significantly more peer pressure on our operational procedures than do CB operators. So we drag that out and point that out to in New Brunswick, and that is an argument, the CB versus amateur radio argument, the fact that we're certified and have a little more discipline. Well, significant argument we will be have dragged out and will be still dragging out with Ontario government. So back to you, Don, and thanks for the question.
B4BAW, VA3XFT. Yep, sounds good. And thank you, Brent, for the question. Sounds good. I'll move down the list next to VE3WGK. I believe it's Ward. Do you still have a question, or have we already answered it? Go ahead.
Don, I just would like to put a comment. As a coordinator for CANWARN for South Central Ontario, has the as RAC brought up the fact that, you know, CANWARN is also a very important project with the amateurs. For example, when the tornado hit Vaughan a couple of years ago, one of the reports I took was from a trained CANWARN spotter who was mobile at the time, and he reported that he had a visual on the tornado, so I notified Environment Canada right away to my MetaPage system that I used to contact the Severe Weather Desk at Toronto. So I want to know, has CANWARN really come into the situation as well, and to let them know how important the amateur radio is to get these, you know, severe weather events into the proper authorities? Back to you from VE3WGK. And as I said, I am the coordinator for amateur radio for CANWARN in Central Ontario.
For BAW, VA3XFT. So I guess the summary of the question, do we have a lot of other ham radio-based organizations involved, Jeff? Over.
Thanks very much for the question. And before coming back to Ontario, let me tell you what we did in some of the western provinces. For example, in Manitoba, we profiled ARIES and we profiled CANWARN to the Manitoba government. It did have a profound effect on them. We even got Environment Canada to be writing to our minister, a Manitoba minister, to advise them that the value of amateur radio operators, and we have flagged the Ontario government to this. I just wrote down your call sign. I missed your name, VE3, I think it was WGK. I think that perhaps that you and some of the members of the task force have chat, having someone from, we have ARIES people, but having someone specifically speaking knowledgeably from a CANWARN perspective is valuable. The more the merrier. Back to you, Don.
Thank you, Jeff. VE4BAW from VA3XFT, net controller. So
That sounds good. I guess it would be wise for us to make sure that we have CANWARN and ARIES and other ham radio and organizations involved. I guess a joint effort will definitely help. Are there any other questions from participants on the net? We've taken a few locally here in the Toronto area. I'd like to open it up to other participants who are checking in via Echolink or through IRLP. Please come now with your call sign only. This is Don, VA3 XFT Net Controller.
ER.
3MAW.
Victor Echo 3, Whiskey Alpha Delta.
Okay, I received two call signs. The first one was VE3, I think it was MAW. Can you come back and just confirm your call sign? Over.
Yeah, it's VE3 Mike Echo Whiskey. Mike Echo Whiskey, and the name is Bill. We're in Peterborough, Ontario. Just a couple of comments and point out something that might be of interest. I believe it is. I did not seem to get the impression that RAC was doing very much in Ontario, so I took it upon myself to put together a presentation to our local MPP here in Peterborough, and it was very well received. I got all my letters and information through help from Bill Gibbs in British Columbia and the gentleman in Alberta and a couple other jurisdictions, and we were well received. I had the support of the emergency measures officer, because I was the emergency coordinator at the time for ARIES. I had the support of the chief of the fire department, and MPP was well aware of the contributions of amateur radio in our help with the tornadoes in Barrie, for example, the floods in Peterborough, the ice storm down near Kingston, and so on. So they were aware of what we were doing and our contributions. And he took the letter and made a good presentation along with his support letter, personal support letter from the MPP, to the Minister of Transport. But we didn't get back a reply, because very shortly after that, the Minister of Transportation changed hands into another area. Let me roll this for a nickel here. Anyhow, we went on from there, and I talked to a couple of people I knew in the legal department. And I might point out to you something you might want to consider. I don't know how closely you have read the legislation for Ontario, but if you go down through it, you'll come to Section 13, which gives us exemption until January the 1st, 2013. That section is then revoked on that particular date. Then you come to the next section, which is Paragraph 14, Sections 1 and 2, exemption for pushing buttons. And it definitely mentions communications on a two-way radio or a handheld microphone. And those two paragraphs, we are under the impression at the moment, based on some legal advice, that we would be covered under those sections as amateur radio operators, as will be commercial operators after January the 1st, 2013. Now, whether the judge is going to see it that way or not, I don't know. But that's what the legislation exactly says, word for word. And if you read it, number of us believe that we may well be covered under those sections. Back to you, VE3MEW.
VE3MEW from VA3XFT. Bill, thanks very much for your comments there. I'll turn it over to Jeff and see if he has anything to add to that. Jeff, do you want to take it? VE4BAW from Don, VA3XFT Net Controller.
Thanks, Don, and thanks, Bill. I gather you got the information from some of the background information from our British Columbia and Alberta RAC directors, Bill and Mitch. In the background, and you know, interestingly enough, the Alberta legislation was based on the Manitoba exemption. In the background, one of the values of RAC has been able to share that information across the country, and that. It was an interesting path back to you. I can't speak to the specifics of the legislation. We have two lawyers on this. Our current honorary legal counsel, Marcel, who's the A3 BDD, and Stephen Bengali, who was our former. They're not 100% comfortable, I gather, with that we are not going to face legal challenge, and that we still want in Ontario, as in any other province, a very specific exemption that won't leave a judge having to decide whether or not we're covered or not, so or included in the net. We want to be definitely excluded. So that would be my comment there, but I'd be happy to, again, share your comments with Marcel and Steve. Back to you, Don.
Thank you, Jeff. VE4BAW, VA3XFT, net controller. Definitely good comment there, and I guess we'll look forward to see how this unfolds as to whether we do have exemptions written in already for amateur radio. So we have one more call sign here, VE3WAD. Gene, I believe, would you like to come in and offer your comments? This is Don, VA3XFT.
VA3XFT, VE3WAD. Don, I was checking in, but while I'm on the air, I just wanted to mention on my own that this is a very crucial situation in connection with the radio operators. We definitely do not want them to be exempted from. We want them to be exempted from any kind of restrictive legislature, as Jeff said. It may take a disaster to point this out, but and I hate to think it would. But we're very, very important and good luck in this situation. Jeff, back to you.
Gene, well, thank you very much for that. I appreciate your comment. I'm going to open for one last question. And I would like to throw it over to anybody who's listening on the IRLP or Echolink side outside of Toronto. Please come with your call sign, and we'll try to get your question answered. Again, the net controller here is Don, VA3XFT. Please come with your call sign.
VA3XFT, VE4 Bravo Alpha Whiskey, do you copy?
Outside of Toronto, who has any questions for Jeff, please come with your call sign. This is Don, VA3XFT, net controller.
VA3RZF.
I heard a VE4 in there initially. Was that you, Jeff, or was that another call sign coming in from Manitoba? Do you want to come with your call sign first? And I also logged VA3RZF. The VE4 station, do you want to come again with your call sign?
Don, it was VE4BAW. The radio went mysteriously silent for about a minute, so I thought I would just check to make sure that I was still listening to Toronto the Good. Back to you.
Sounds good, Jeff. We're still here, so thanks for checking in. I'll turn it over to VA3RZF. Do you want to come in with your question? This is Don, VA3XFT.
Thank you, Don. It's Victor Alpha 3, Romeo Zulu Sierra, VA3RZS. I have a comment. I'd just like to thank for all the hard work on behalf of all us amateurs. That's for sure. Bill had a good comment. He's been right into it and done a lot of work. I'm surprised I'm missing one other amateur that's done a lot of work in the Peterborough area also. I sent him a note. But on behalf of everybody, I would like to say thank you for all the hard work on our behalf. Back to you, VA3RZS.
VA3RZS, thanks very much for your comment. Can you give me your, is it Rick we were talking earlier? Or?
That is correct, Rick, and note 2120.
Thank you, Rick. VA3RZS, VA3XFT, and likewise, I would mirror Rick's comments that I'd like to thank, as both an individual and a RAC member, I'd like to thank Jeff and the RAC team for all they've done, and everybody else who has been involved in the quest to provide amateur radio with exemptions associated with distracted driving legislation. Kudos to all, and let's keep up the hard work. And so before we close off, I'm going to turn it over to Jeff. Jeff, do you have any comments you'd like to give to the net in terms of distracted driving or any specific RAC updates that are going on or items? I'll turn it over to you, Jeff, VE4BAW from VA3XFT, net controller for the VA3XPR Global 360 net.
XFT, well, thank you very much for the kudos. And thank you to Rick, I believe, it was for thanking us. That we will keep up the work and engage as many people as possible in making sure that distracted driving legislation is properly worded in every jurisdiction in this country. I'd like to make some comments about other things. RAC has a lot more on the go. I'd like to point out two areas in which amateur radio will likely be getting additional spectrum. Some of you have been following, I'm sure, our request to get access to the 60-meter band. Allo the Americans and perhaps with a special Canadian addition. We have our fingers crossed, and we have commitments from Industry Canada that they will go for public consultation on this relatively soon. Now, we have been hearing the relatively soon for a couple of months now, but those who work with Industry Canada know that it grinds slowly but finally. So we have that commitment for a public consultation, which will, for 30 days, it'll be out in the looking for the public to comment. We will let you know by bulletin when it's out, because of course we want amateurs commenting in a positive way, because we've told them that Canadian amateurs want to have channelized access to 60 meters in order to enhance our emergency operations and to and cross-border chats with our cousins in the United States. So that's one issue that you should be watching. Those who have been reading TCA, RAC report, will know that RAC had a representative on the IC team at the World Radio Congress in Geneva, a new 600-meter band has been proposed. It has to wind. This proposal has to wind its way through the Industry Canada again. 600 meters is probably not as nearly as popular band for most amateurs as the 60 meters will be, but any day in which we can get more spectrum is a good day for amateur radio. So those are two pieces of news that I can bring to you. We also have a Help Wanted sign out. We are still looking for, we're in discussion for a treasurer, we're looking for a CA or equivalent, you know, CGA, someone with some professional qualifications. The good news is that RAC's finances hit bottom on the way up, and that we are no longer in a deficit position or a negative equity position. So you professional CAs don't have to be afraid anymore. We're going to be around for a long time. We're also looking for someone to be involved with marketing, and you remember our chat before about the need to profile amateur radio, someone who is good at public relations. We have a number of people who are working on it. We have a PIO in Winnipeg. We have our bulletin person in Montreal, and we have a new chap in Ottawa, and another.
I think the alligator got him. This is VA3XFT, net controller for the VA3XPR Global 360 net. Jeff, are you still with us? VE4BAW from Don, net controller, VA3XFT. Are you still with us? Well, I think Jeff got. I'm just looking at the reflector log. He looks like he got disconnected, and he may have timed it out on the Winnipeg side. So I will look forward to him coming back here in the next few moments. So in the meantime, we'll just take a general call in to see if there's anybody that wants to come in and offer any comments about what they've heard today. Please come now with your call sign. This is Don, VA3XFT, net controller for the VA3XPR Global 360 net. Is there anybody on the net that would like to come in with any comments? This is Don, VA3XFT. Please come with your call sign now.
VE3MEW here in Peterborough, Don.
VE3MEW, Bill, come on in again. This is Don, VA3XFT, net controller.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess your other gentleman at the other end there got chopped up a little bit. Just letting you know that I'm putting together a few emails to him right now, put together this material that we've gathered together here, including our MPP support letters and so on, and pass that along for what use it may or may not be. My letters and some of my presentation was also publicized in the ACOA website at one time, not too far back as well. So anyway, I believe that when the legal people sit down and look at that section 14 of the definition of the law, you will see that commercial use of two-way radio with a handheld microphone is covered, and that we will be okay under that legislation of that section once the current exemption runs out. So that's the general opinion. So anyway, back to you, sir. I'm just going to go ahead and get these emails and get them off to the gentleman out there in Manitoba, V3MEW.
Okay, Bill, thanks very much for coming in and providing that comment. I'm sure that anything that you can assist with helping RAC determine the right course of action on this, or at least the right interpretation, will definitely help. I just see on the reflector list that we have Jeff back on station 1809. Jeff, I think you got clipped by the alligator in the Winnipeg area, but we got everything about the 60-meter band, the 600-meter band, and that you have a number of positions that are open, including some finance, marketing, and I guess also some... trying to read my notes here. Gosh, I think it was you were looking for marketing and also information people. So anyways, Jeff, do you want to take it again? If there's anything you want to add, VE4BAW from VA3XFT Net Controller for the VA3XPR Global 360 Net.
Thanks, Don. I'm back from the alligator. And thanks to Bill for sending me that information. I'll be happy to pass it on to our crew and team. And one last thing is that I forgot to mention is that we have done the reorganization in Ontario. As you know, we had a single section manager, Alan Boyd, a good man, but in Manitoulin Island, which is a beautiful place in Lake Huron, but hard to do face-to-face when for most of Ontario, Ontario being, of course, such a big and complex place. So another team looked at it, consulted with club presidents, and came up with a new model structure, which included four section managers, and I believe that three have been nominated by club presidents, and that I think a fourth is on its way, which will increase coverage and face time, if you like, for in Ontario. This reorganization is more macro than even Ontario. We want to bring in the field services should be more than ARES, and bring in
BXPR
other positions into the regions and make the regions of Canada much stronger in terms of operating services to amateur radio operators. So anyway, again, thanks to Bill. I look forward to getting that email, and Don, thanks to you for providing this opportunity, and appreciate it, and I'll hand it back to you. VE4BAW is here.
VE4BAW from VA3XFT Net Controller. Jeff, thank you very much for the updates on the various items, including the change in the section managers for Ontario. I appreciate the update. And mirroring Rick's comments earlier, thanks very much for all the efforts that you and the RAC team have put into this, and everybody else. And we really much appreciate this opportunity to hear about what's going on with RAC and the great efforts that have taken place on specifically on distracted driving legislation. So thank you for coming in today and being our guest speaker. And hopefully we'll get to hear from you again sometime soon, and you can provide us an update on where things are on that front and other aspects that about ham radio that RAC is working on. So good stuff. From
from this point, I'm just going to make a general announcement that if there's anybody who's listening who would like to be the net controller for the VA3XP or Global 360 Net, if you think that this is something you'd like to try, then, of course, send me a note. It's Don, VA3XFT here. You can drop me a note at va3xpr@gmail.com. We're looking for some net controllers who can take a topic and run with it on the various Saturdays that we have this net plan. So please drop me a note if you have some interest, and we'll go from there. Other than that, I'll open it up to the net to see if there's any other final comments before we close off. Please come with your call sign. This is Don, VA3XFT, the net controller.
VA3 LNU,
Joe, come back in. It's Don, VA3XFT.
There was another station there. Do you want to pick them up, Don, before I go ahead?
There was another station that came in there. Do you want to give your call sign again? VA3XFT. Okay, Joe, why don't you take it? VE3LNU, VA3XFT.
VA3XFT and Group VE3LNU. I'll be very brief, Don. I'd like to thank you personally for your efforts today, and Jeff in particular, the President of RAC. A real honor to be able to speak with you, sir, and congratulations and best of luck on your work, not only for this just the task team on this effort, but with all of the efforts to promote RAC in general. And Jeff, know that when you're dealing with your colleagues and with our NTO on this matter, that this is an issue of tremendous importance, not only to me, but actually every amateur radio operator that I talk to, both personally and on the air in Ontario, is quite concerned about this issue. So we're waiting with bated breath to see what happens. So thank you again, Jeff, for your intervention, and Don for running this net.
Thank you, Joe, for your comments. VE3LNU, VA3XFT net controller. Appreciate those good words there. Is there anybody else who has any comments before we close off the net? Come now with your call sign. It's Don, VA3XFT.
Victor Echo 4, Yankee Lima.
The Victor Echo 4 station, can you come again with your call sign? I didn't quite get it. Try again. VA3XFT.
Certainly. This is Victor Echo 4, Yankee Lima.
Thank you very much, VE4 Yankee Lima from VA3XFT Net Controller. Please come in with your comments and also your name. This is Don. Go ahead.
Good morning, Don and Jeff. And this is here, Victor Echo 4 Yankee Lima, Rosie from Winnipeg, Manitoba. I'd like to thank Jeff and most power to him. Does everything goes well. And, of course, everybody else who is working as well. So this is from Victor Echo 4, Yankee Lima, Rosie. Thanks again to all.
Thank you very much for your comments there. I think it was Rosie. It's Don here, VA3XFT. We appreciate you checking in. Is there anybody else who would like to one last final comment before we close the net off? This is XFT. Please come with your call sign. Okay, well, silence is golden, and I would like to thank everybody for participating today in the VA3XPR Global 360 Net. I think this has been a great session, and I would especially like to thank Jeff for joining us as our guest speaker and giving us an update. So, Jeff, thanks again for checking in, and we'll have to do this again sometime soon. So thanks again, and we'll look forward to talking with you soon. With that, I'll close the net off and return all the repeaters back to regular use. Before that, I'd like to thank Tony, VK3JED, for the generous use of his IRLP and EchoLink reflector, plus all the other IRLP and EchoLink node owners around the globe who have made this net possible. Again, if you're looking for more information on the VA3XPR Global 360 Net, please check out the VA3XPR webpage at www.va3xpr.net. And one final item, I've actually made an audio transcript of this net and will be making it available on the VA3XPR website. And again, that website is www.va3xpr.net, and it will be posted under the posting for this specific net topic under distracted driving legislation. So with that, thank you, everybody, and I'll be returning the repeater back to regular use.
This is Don, VA3, XFT net controller, closing the net.
VA3, RZS Peterborough, shutting down the links.